This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump forced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to cancel a planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels Thursday, the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president has not said whether he'll postpone the speech, but he is postponing Pelosi's trip to visit troops in Afghanistan and Brussels, denying her use of a military aircraft for a trip he calls a public relations event. The Pentagon says he does have the authority to do that. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says he shouldn't have used it.
All too often in the last 2 years, the president has acted like he's in the fifth grade.
GOP Trump ally Lindsey Graham calls the president's decision inappropriate, but top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says Pelosi gets the blame here.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate.
The White House says it wants Pelosi in town to work on ending the nation's longest shutdown. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump also canceled his planned trip to Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will lead the U.S. delegation. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review Thursday, the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy in 9 years. Speaking at the Pentagon, Trump said that his plan will allow the United States to detect and destroy missiles anywhere, anytime, and any place.
We have some very bad players out there, and we're a good player, but we can be far worse than anybody.
Officials say the doctrine, initially expected in 2017, has been frequently rewritten to keep up with changing missile threats from North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. This is VOA.